welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 319. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a track from Sheer Mag from Philadelphia. That song is called Fan the Flames. That's a lead-off track of their new 7-inch called 2. Oddly enough, their second 7-inch. I think that was released on Wilson's RC, but I must admit that I did buy it off Bandcamp, so that's where I got it. Came out on April 18th of this year. That track is already in the running for one of my favorite of the year, just so very catchy. And the rest of the 7-inch is pretty darn good as well. I may have to go back and pick up the band's first 7-inch, probably be lazy and just get it on Bandcamp as well. I'm a lazy guy. Anyway, I'm tired. It's late. I've got a lot of music for you, so less talk, more rock. This is Torres with the song Sprinter.
Severed tree, I picked it up and took a swing. My pastor told us, don't you worry, even Zacchaeus found his glory.
If there's still time to choose the sun,
I'll choose the sun, I'll choose the sun. I'll run it back, I'll choose the sun. And I'll run it back to everyone. If there's still time, I'll choose the sun. I'll run it back to everyone. Step one, I did it for fun. It was a simple way to start. Lights out, what's it all about? I only got one cheek to turn. Some do it for the summit, la cumbre. Some do it for the climb. Some people know when to settle down. Me, I can't help but wonder what's on the other side. I want love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. All around me, all around me. Step two led to step three, led to my heading home in a rush. Some kid won't admit what he did, just say a hey, Hail Mary, get forgiven, forget about it. Some say they'll know it when they see it, while others follow it blind. Some science appliances made it all calculated. It's just a chemical imbalance in the weaker mind. I want love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. All around me, all around me. Oh, 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 oh. I know something you don't know. I said, hey, 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 hey. I'm not ever gonna give it away. I said, oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, I know something you don't know. I said, hey, 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 I'm not ever gonna give it away. Step one, I did it for fun. It was a simple way to start. Some doors don't close anymore once you have opened up your heart. Some people gotta sell it, 'cause some people wanna pay. Some people like to stand on a steeple and tell me this is not the way, it's the wrong way. I want love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. All around me, all around me. Love, 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 love.
A nice little surprise there, right? That is Violent Femmes with the new song Love, 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 Love. That's on their brand new EP, Happy New Year, which came out April 18th on Record Store Day. That's released on the band's own Added Up label. In 1982, when that first self-titled Violent Femmes album came out, it blew my mind. People were playing it at a party, and I thought, who is this strange and wonderful band? And I thought, surely they must be from England, because nothing like that comes from the U.S. Turns out, it takes the weird backwaters of the Midwest to make music like the Violent Femmes. I like that song a lot. Certainly sounds like Jonathan Richman, and that's something that's dogged Gordon Gano his whole life. But that one really does, and that's a fine thing, because, well, that's a really good thing, in fact. Before that, we heard from Torres with the song Sprinter. That's the title track from the new album, released May 5th on Partisan Records. That is the project of Mackenzie Scott, based out of Brooklyn, New York. I'm not sure I like this album as well as I like the last one, but it is very good, and you'll probably want to give that one a listen. Probably going to pick it up because I don't think too many people are going to be disappointed by this album. It's a little more straightforward. It's a lot better produced. It definitely filled those PJ Harvey influences in this one, but I like it a lot. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Coming up next, Michael Cronin with the song Control.
Yes, yeah, controller's broken. suit. Don't be stupid, you can try. Don't be stupid, I have my doubts like any other guy. Tip your point. Hope no one noticed the time is out of joint. Don't be stupid, you can try. Don't be stupid, I have my doubts like any other guy. Let it be done. Dumb. Let it be light, but not tonight. Let it be anything other than tell your secrets to the people who collect them and select them for the idiot whim. Hey. Three down and that just leaves me. Don't be stupid, you can try. Don't be stupid, I have my doubts like any other guy. Don't be stupid, you can try. Don't be stupid, I have my doubts like any other guy.
How about that, right? A trio of bands from Los Angeles, starting with Michael Cronin with the song Control. That is on his new album, MC3, just released May 5th on Merge Records. And a very solid album. That song is as power pop as it gets, but the rest of the album, well, it differs a little. And the A-side and the B-side are very different records. That is from the B-side, which I definitely prefer. And then after that, we heard from Best Coast with the song Heaven Sent. That is on the new album California Nights, which came out, I think, on Harvest Records this week as well. Maybe May 4th, maybe May 5th. I don't know how those things work. And that is a good album as well. In fact, it probably shows some growth for Best Coast that I like. See, I don't always hate growth. I like this one. Definitely has more of a kind of UK indie pop feel to it from maybe the late 80s or early 90s. And I'm digging it. And then we ended things off there with Detective, DCTV. DTCV. The song is Don't Be Stupid from the band's new album Uptime, which just came out on April 7th on Unsatisfied Records. As I mentioned, a band out of Los Angeles there. Saw them opening up in Kansas City for Swearing at Motorist. Liked what I heard. Picked up the record because that's how rock and roll is supposed to work. I'm about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 319. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Facebook and Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of things coming up here, but which ones am I going to get to see? I don't know. It's anybody's guess, really, because I'm just traveling so much. You've got Heidi Gluck playing at Mills Records on the 8th. That is a early all-ages in-store thing. The 5-9, Hatebreed, playing at the Riot Room in Kansas City. The 10th, All Miss Moonspell playing at the Riot Room, but you shouldn't, you know, if you like that sort of, gothic-y, I suppose it's still death metal, but Very orchestral, I guess. Kevin Seconds playing at the Record Bar on the 11th. Wish I could see that one. Waxahachie at the Sinclair on the 13th. I need tickets. I'll be back in Kansas City on the 15th to see Uncouth play the at Mills for the launch party of their new single with, I think, Gridlock is the name of the band opening. It's Grid something. New band, kind of interesting. Sounds like early TSOL. On the 18th, Anal Nakroff at Riot Room. Get your death metal in. 16th, Diarrhea Planet is playing at the Riot Room. I have no idea how both of those shows are happening the same day, but I swear that's what the website says. The 17th, Anti-Flag at the Record Bar. The 18th, Chastity Belt playing at the Sinclair in Boston. The 21st, The Business playing at the Riot Room in Kansas City with Uncouth and some others. Insepharum on the 24th at Brighton Music Hall. The 31st, Speedy Ortiz plays at the Riot Room. This June 1st, Refused is playing at Sinclair. Refused. I had no idea they were touring or still around or back together, I should say. But it's happening, and I need to know if I'm going to go to that. The next night is Wire at the Sinclair, and I have never seen Wire. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Do I risk it? Do I go and be disappointed? I will say a few years ago when Gang of Four first reformed, that was a fantastic show and probably my favorite of the year. So maybe I can relive 1979 appropriately and go see that Wire show. 13th of June, X-Hex at Sinclair. The 16th, John Spencer's playing the Record Bar. The 18th, Belle and Sebastian at the Uptown in Kansas City. And the 19th, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin at the Riot Room. Hugh Cornwell of Stranglers is playing at the Record Bar on the 22nd. The 28th, Sandra Leke at Sinclair, and Ben Lee at the Sinclair on the 30th. So that takes us all the way through June, and who knows, maybe there's something in there that excites you. Anyway, we're going to wrap things up. I've got one song left to play for you, and drum rolls and all that sort of stuff. It is the brand new single from the Too Much Rock record series, our single series. It is my fourth in the series, and it'll be out on the 15th when the band plays at Mills for their in-store. This song is the A-side, and you're never going to hear the B-side unless you pick up that single, because it's important. Buy vinyl, buy physical things. Music's a commodity. Pay the bands, that sort of thing. Anyway, this song is called Casey United. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. ¶¶